Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Coming up this weekend, there's going to be a lot of changes when it comes to the way you buy and sell your home. The National Association of Realtors has changed a whole lot of things. And joining us, it's one of my old co-realtors because I used to sell real estate, Tina Chufo. Tina, can you explain what's happening? Like, we're morons.
Yeah, Tina, all I really care about is how is this going to make me keep some of my money?
Okay, so what's going on is informing sellers that they have had the choice, which they actually have had the choice all along, to negotiate commissions. You can negotiate this number. Now, as a realtor, I also have the choice not to represent somebody if I don't feel I'm being taken care of for my work. We all have a choice to make our own decision.
Well, what if I choose to pay nothing?
When you go to buy a house, a lot of people think that if you're a buyer, you don't have to pay a real estate commission. That's not necessarily true. What has already happened is that the seller has agreed to pay the buyer's commission.
Exactly.
What they've eliminated now is that. So a seller always could say, I will only pay you 2.5%. But the truth of the matter is, if you're a realtor, you're not going to sell for 2.5% because you're not going to have any buyer agents that bring people there because they're not going to get paid unless you're giving up your full commission. Normally, 5% is the amount that a seller agrees to pay. A seller's agent and a buyer's agent will happily agree to split that commission. Now, everybody knows that you have to be represented. So if you walk into an open house and you ask for information on the house, Tina, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're the agent there, you don't have to give them any information because they're unrepresented and they have to maybe pay you a fee to get information on that house.
Exactly.
Tina, so I mean, listen, all this stuff obviously is very valid. And I have bought and sold houses with realtors several times in my life. And I understand that it was a complicated procedure. Can't I just show up with a suitcase full of money and say I want to buy this house and aren't people going to do their job and get it done anyways?
Well, who's going to pay the agent that's listed the house?
I don't know. I kind of feel like as the buyer, I'm showing up and saying not my problem.
But who's negotiating for you?
Maybe that sounds cold. Maybe it sounds stupid. I mean, maybe I'm negotiating myself.
I mean, you can negotiate yourself now, right, Tina? If a buyer shows up and wants to negotiate for themselves and they're unrepresented, they can.
They can, yes, absolutely.
I mean, why don't we just arm wrestle over this house right now? Tina, I come to your open house. I say I want this amount. I want to pay this amount. You say, no, I want you to pay this amount. We arm wrestle. And then we come to a deal.
So arm wrestling could be compared to finances. Cash is always king,
right?
Whatever.
Yeah, you don't have anyone working in your best interest. So it's just assuming that you understand the process and you understand what you're signing.
Right, of course.
Well, of course, yeah.
I'm definitely going to read all of those, just like I do all my emails.
Yeah.
I will read every bit of that paperwork. I mean, it sounds like you could definitely find yourself in a mess if you don't know what you're doing. But I think that it's going to put some buyers in that position where they're going to feel like, no, I can do this. I'm going to take a swing at this thing.
Tina, do you think that sellers will continue doing what they've always done and just pay the higher commission, having the seller agent split commission with the buyer just to have a smooth transaction?
Right, because you want it done.
I have zero clients so far to this day that are not offering buyer brokerage.
That's what I figured. All right. So essentially, even though there's this big change and there's all these news reports, not a whole lot is changing because they've always been able to negotiate their rate. But now you just have to negotiate on behalf of the buyer's agent, too.
Exactly. And I've seen some things that have come out with less than normal that has been the norm. But the weird thing is I've seen some come out higher on the back end.
All right. Tina Chufo, realtor. Thank you, Tina.
Thanks, guys.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-day super sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.